The following is another Class Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Berger loads it in the front court to Blum on a low block. Schmeckley tries to back in. Tough left-handed jumper, and he got the kiss. Jacob Schmeckley ties the ball game.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line in Kearney as the Elwood Pirates battle the Kennesaw Blue Devils in the D2-4 district final. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
High in the air lane, Tibbs grabs the rebound. Tibbs will bring it up himself. Left corner, they get it to Burr. Trevor back to the elbow. Carson Woodman back in there to Burr. Burr, good crossover. Open layup and a great move by Burr. He's come alive with 8 in the second half.
It's been an up-and-down season for both of these teams, but a win this evening sends Kennesaw to their second straight state tournament, while Elwood is looking for their first trip to Lincoln since 1990. It's the Pirates and Blue Devils coming up next, but first the New Tech Tee pregame show. We're joined Class Kids Sports Director Doug Due, the Lifeline Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It is time for the D24 Boys District Basketball Championship, the final night of district competition across the state of Nebraska on this Tuesday, where classes B and D are finishing things up. And tonight, the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who ran the table last year until they got to the district final and were beaten by High Plains, had to use a wild card but did make the state tournament. Of course, a lot of turnover from that team, and they are trying to make it back-to-back trips to state. For Elwood, the Pirates are in with a record of 13-10 out of the very tough Fort Kearney Conference, where they could potentially be the third member of that conference to qualify for the state tournament. Overton is playing Cambridge tonight. Elm Creek is in good spot for a wild card. And then, of course, you've got the Elwood Pirates here tonight. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, Elwood, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A reminder that we also have Shelton playing Fullerton on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and the Overton-Cambridge game is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game after this timeout.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Doug Good along with Jeff Babel here from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. And Jeff, tonight Elwood and Kennesaw getting ready to do battle. Somebody's going to go to the state tournament. It's not the toughest D2 district in the state of Nebraska. We've got three districts tonight that have the top six or seven teams. You got a couple of them towards the west that don't have anybody in the top 10. But sometimes you got to start somewhere. Elwood hasn't been to state in 24 years. This is a chance for them to get that streak broken tonight.
Yeah, if you look at D2, Doug, the top six team in power points, they face each other tonight in some sort of matchup. And so the most you can ask for is a chance, and exactly what Elwood and Kennesaw will get. Granted, the district wasn't as tough, but just a chance to get to state, that's something that these players can have with them for a lifetime.
We'll take a break and be back with the starters after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, we just had a great rendition of the national anthem by Kennesaw's Michael Duffy, who finished fifth at the state wrestling tournament down in Omaha. So well-rounded youths again here tonight with a chance to take a look and a listen to some of the area athletes and the great job that they do. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off tonight, the visitors are the Pirates of Elwood. They'll start with number 10, 6-foot junior Skyler Werger. He is the leading scorer at just under 20 points per basketball game. Number 12, the 6-foot 1-inch senior Jacob Schmeckley. He gets you about 12 per ball game. Number 14, 6-foot 2-inch senior is Blake Summer. Number 20, 5'9 junior, is Billy Smith. And number 34, 6'2 junior, Zach Hackbart. He gets about 11.5 points a game. Summer, by the way, a leading rebounder at 12 per ball game. The head coach for the Elwood Pirates is Kurt Bonjoff, assisted by J.P. Robertson. Patrick Roper's there, 13-10 on the season. And in the sub-districts, defeated SEM, 69-43, and Bertrand, 64-49. For the Kennesaw Blue Devils, number 11, 5'7" senior is Trevor Burr. He's their leading scorer at just over 10 points a ball game. Number 15 is a 5'9" senior, Tice Clark. Number 23, 5'11" junior, Austin Schnitzler. Number 31, 6'1" senior, Lane Tibbs. And number 53, 6'2" sophomore, Carson Woodman. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Jack Arum, assisted by Tom Budnick and Christian Cruz. Kennesaw is 12-12 on the season, defeating Pleasanton 45-44 and Lawrence Nelson 39-33 in the sub-districts. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We'll tip it off between Elwood and Kennesaw for a trip to state after this on Classic Hits.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is in the air. Elwood grabs it. They attack the basket. but immediately turn it over here, Jeff. Good idea off the tip, but couldn't convert.
Yeah, not the way you want to start, but like you said, great idea to try and get going. Now they're going to try and counter with a press here.
So Kennesaw with a basketball. Lane Tibbs will handle it. The pass towards midcourt is tipped and taken away. Billy Smith comes up with a basketball, and each team with a turnover here on the opening possession of the game. Off the pick, Elwood gets it down the low block. Turnaround jumper from seven is too strong. Rebound brought down by Carson Woodman. And here come the Kennesaw Blue Devils with their first chance in the front court. Get it into the hands of Trevor Burr. Burr brings it to the right side and hands it off there to Tibbs. Elwood's going to play man-to-man to start the basket. Kennesaw, a little bit lower scoring team. Elwood, when they get beat, they don't score much. And when they win, they can score in the 60s, high 60s and 70s. Seems like it's competition level as they get it down to Woodman. He slips. And a foul is going to be called here on Elwood. And it's going to be called on Skyler Werger. It looked like Woodman just kind of stepped on the Elwood player's foot, and he threw the ball over the backboard. But the foul is going to be called, and that'll be the first of the game. And Woodman will go to the line to put the free throw up, and it is short. Carson, just a sophomore, has been battled by some ankle problems. And that's why he's got those braces on out there. Always want to get off to a good start. Just get a bucket or two on the board, Jeff, and kind of ease the nerves a little bit.
Yeah, once that first one goes in, you stop worrying about it, and then you just start playing your game. So there's the first point of the game for Kennesaw.
Carson Woodman gets one of two from the line, and Elwood will push the ball into the to Werger, left side of the lane. Pulls up from eight. His shot no good. Rebound is tipped. It's into the hands of Tyce Clark. Clark looks up the floor, looking for more. Nothing there. So he'll bring it across the timeline and give it off to Austin Schnitzler, who had been banged up part of the season. The Schnitzler boys off football. Back on the left wing. Here's a three. Trevor Burr. It skips out. No good. Schnitzler, the leading rebounder, gets that one. Puts it back up and in. Just battling Austin Schnitzler the entire time. And even though he's not the tallest player out there on the floor, he's going to be able to produce by attacking the boards. And it's 3-0 in favor of the Blue Devils. Elwood's had a couple of good looks. They just have not been able to convert. Billy Smith on the left wing. Back out top to Hackbart. Swings it right side. Weak side. Werger takes his man off the dribble. And a hand check foul. Going to be called on Lane Tibbs before they can get a shot away. So it'll be Elwood ball underneath their own hoop. Just underway here in the D24 district final. Again, Overton Cambridge is on ESPN 1460. Shelton Fullerton 94.5. All games on PlatteRiverPreps.com. A three is up and in for Billy Smith off the inbounds pass. And Elwood has tied the ball game at three. Trying to break the press. Kennesaw baseball pass. Two on one to Woodman underneath. And a foul will be called on Blake Summer. A key also in this game, Jeff, is that Kennesaw is going to be deeper. Elwood very rarely will go more than six deep. In fact, they only have one non-freshman on their entire bench.
Yeah, once you start getting into a district final, you know, fouls might be called a little tighter, so depth definitely could be a factor tonight.
And Woodman's free throw is going to skip out, no good. He'll have a second one coming. Carson Woodman at the line, not the best free throw shooter, only about a 35% free throw shooter on the year. And his second one on the way, and that one bangs in. So Woodman has hit two of his four free throw attempts here in the first 2 minutes, and it's 4-3 in favor of Kennesaw. Elwood brings it across. Skyler Werner guarded by Tibbs out of the right wing to Hackbart. Back up top to Werner. He'll drive. Uh-oh. Kennesaw's got a man down. Shot on the right wing. No good. Offensive rebound. They have to keep playing. The shot is no good by Schmeckley. Try one more time. Werger can't get it to go. And a foul going to be called. And Schnitzler, who has had those injury problems, is going to have to come out of the basketball game here. And that is not a good sign here for Kennesaw. Their leading rebounder, Austin Schnitzler. Looks like he's right ankle, maybe even his right leg. He's reaching a little high on that one. And the foul, by the way, was called on Skyler Werger for Elwood. Their leading scorer at 20 points a game has two fouls, and we're not 2.5 in, and that is not good for Elwood. So Kennesaw against the pressure. They'll get it into Woodman. He'll toss it back to Burr, brings it up the right side, tries to go all the way in, but is cut off there by Summer. Kick it back on the left wing to Preston Schnitzler, who came in for Austin. Top of the circle to Trevor Burr. Swing it over to the right corner. Nothing there up top. Schnitzler takes a look, dribbles to the high post. He's had his own knee problems. Preston gives it off to Clark. Bounce pass into Woodman. Out top, three-pointer, Trevor Burr. It skips off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Zach Hackbart for Elwood. Hackbart will bring it up the floor, kick it off for a wide-open three, Schmeckley, but it won't go. Long rebound comes out to Werger, who stays in with those two fouls. Back to Schmeckley. His shot's no good. And Trevor Burr will pull down the rebound. Elwood's got some looks here, Jeff. They just haven't been able to cash in.
Yeah, you don't sense any real nervousness there. The shots have been there. The looks have been good. They just haven't fallen quite yet for Elwood.
There's a try, but a 10-foot shot. No good by Burr, and Werger will bring down his third rebound here for Elwood. 4-3 into the low post. Short jumper. Blake Summer up and in on the assist from Schmeckley. Good give and go that time, and Elwood has their first lead at 5-4. As the inbounds pass is kicked away. We're here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. Very good crowd on hand, especially when you're talking a smaller community in D2. Elwood hasn't been in this position as there's a near steal in the backcourt. Schnitzler's able to save it, gives it off to Tibbs. Tibbs hustles it into the front court, doesn't have numbers, so he'll kick it to the trailer, Trevor Burr. Back over to Schnitzler. Preston drives, reverses it with the offhand, shot no good. Rebound into the hands of Hackbart. Baseball pass into the front court. Two on two. Werger pulls up, and a foul will be called. Tyce Clark got him on the wrist on that 12-foot jumper. But getting back to the earlier point here, Elwood has not been able to get the ball to fall inside, although they've had some pretty good passes. And the foul on Clark will send Skyler Werger to the line, looking for his first point of this district championship. It's up and in. Elwood has not advanced to a district title game since 2008. So definitely new territory for this basketball team. Second free throw now for Werger is up, and it hits the front of the rim. It falls over, and it's now 7-4 in favor of Elwood. And on the inbounds pass, it'll be knocked away. They'll do it again.
Kennesaw so far, Doug, has been doing a great job of breaking this Elwood press right there, though. Elwood with a good defense of the inbounds pass. We'll see if they can try and turn him over here.
Get it into Schnitzler on the right wing. Gets it right back to Tibbs. That's where they want it, down the middle of the floor, up to Preston across the timeline. Crossover dribbles, got an open 9-footer and hit it. Preston Schnitzler, good dribble drive, and it's a 7-6 Elwood lead. Looks like Kennesaw wants to put some token pressure on, but they'll just get it in the hands of Skyler Werger, who's guarded by Tibbs in the Kennesaw man-to-man. Over on the right wing, they'll go to Smith. Billy, 5'9", we can really grab some rebounds for this ball club. Skips it over to Hackbart. Hackbart dribbles in between the double team out to Werger for the three, and he'll rattle it in. Skyler Werger with the first three-pointer for him tonight, and it's 10-6 in favor of Elwood. Into the front court with it will be Burr. Burr comes to the right key into the corner, try to get a three on the other end, and it's good. Tyce Clark will hit the first three of the game here for Kennesaw, and it's 10-9.
Both teams just seemingly settling now, just trading a couple threes. 10-9 ball game. Good ball game so far.
Off balance jumper, Werger hits another one. He started to drive, got knocked off his dribble penetration there by Tibbs, and still able to square up, and he's got seven in a row, and it's 12-9 Pirates. Here's Kennesaw through the press. They've got numbers, four on two. Woodman takes it in. Shot is adjusted. Was it blocked? They'll say it went off Kennesaw as he tried to throw it over the outstretched hands of Blake Summer, and the ball will belong to Elwood. We'll see how much substituting Kennesaw does. Corey Heyer checks in now. You've already got Austin Schnitzler on the bench trying to stretch things out over there after getting hurt just a couple of minutes in. Werger, the double team, kicks it off on the right wing for another three. It is no good there by Hackbart. The ball is kicked around and ends up in the hands of Corey Heyer. Heyer will find his point guard, Trevor Burr. Burr, yet to score, leads this team at 10.5 a game. On the post, Woodman backs it on Hackbart. Turnaround jumper, too strong from five. And the rebound out of Skyler Werger. He's really started to find his seam here in his game after a couple of minutes to get things going. But he also has a couple of fouls, so keep that in mind. Lob it down on the post to Hackbart. Hackbart tries to step through the double team to Summer. Kicks it out on the wing. Werger, a contested three. That one is no good. Rebound again, loose on the floor. And it's saved there by Corey Heyer. Heyer gets it on the right wing. Into the front court with it is Schnitzler.
Schnitzler. Austin, after that early, appeared to be a leg injury, perhaps an ankle. Set to check back in. He's ready to get back in this game.
Woodman on the post. Gets it right back out to Heyer. Into the hands of Burr. Gets by one man, then dribbles it off his foot. It's loose in the lane. He'll pick it back up. Reset here. Knocked off Schnitzler. The ball's still loose. And now an open three by Lane Tibbs. Doesn't hit anything, and it's going to go out of bounds. Elwood was too concerned by thinking that Kennesaw had walked with the basketball and quit playing defense.
Yeah, wide open look there. Just missed it. Everything there, so... Elwood did kind of catch a break there, not to give up the open look. We'll see how they manage Schnitzler's minutes here, Austin, if they kind of reel the reins back a little bit, Doug.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Werger, 4-3, in and out. It was supposed to be a screen and roll, but nobody rolled, so he just shot the three, and Austin Schnitzler will grab the rebound. 1 minute to go, first quarter, 12-4 here in favor of the Pirates. Blue Devils driving in higher, takes a little one-hand runner, skips out, and the rebound brought down by Summer. Fast break the other way, and the numbers aren't there. It'll be picked off. Steal made by Lane Tibbs. Second turnover for Elwood. First since the opening possession, and now running up the floor. The feet get tangled. Burr goes down, and they'll call Billy Smith with his first personal foul, fourth team foul, and Sean Klaus, a 5'11 junior, will come in. And they'll give Werger a little bit of a break here with those two fouls.
Yeah, that's a pretty smart play right there. And just noticing Schnitzler on that last set of plays, definitely a noticeable limp, but he's grimacing through it. He wants to keep playing for sure.
Wyatt Woodman will come in for Kennesaw. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. 12-9. Kennesaw on top. And early on, a lot of missed inside 10-foot shots for Elwood. Now we're seeing Kennesaw do that here lately. They've missed some open looks. With the drive right side is Tyce Clark. Leaves it off in the corner, and a walk will be called on higher. Second turnover for Kennesaw. So both teams turned it over on their opening possession of the game, and then we went nearly 7 minutes before they did it again. And with the ball back in Elwood's hands, Klaus is out, and Werger will check back in. As Kennesaw sets back on defense, Tibbs will come in to guard Werger. 25 seconds to go. Outside the arc, Hackbert on the left wing. Get it into the corner. Looking at the three, nothing there for Smith. Try to lob it inside. Schnitzler knocks the ball away. Picked up, though, by Elwood. Step back three for Smith. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound brought down by Summer. He tries to penetrate to the hole and dribbled it off his foot. Made a good pivot move there out of the paint to his right, left. To his left, I guess, with his back at the basket, and dribbled it off his foot. Still 7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Kennesaw will throw it in, trying to get the right personnel on the floor, and here we go. They'll toss it in short to Clark. Clark down the middle of the floor, midcourt with three, two, and a forced three will be way short. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here in the D24 Boys District Championship game. Your score, the Elwood Pirates 12 and the Kennesaw Blue Devils 9 here on Classic Hits.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Risk is an inevitable part of farming. Producers must predict the unpredictable and control the uncontrollable. Since 1919, Rain and Hail Insurance Service has demonstrated a commitment to rural America through responsive claim service, financial strength and stability, and unmatched agent and policyholder support. Farmers trust Rain and Hail to protect their way of life. Don't leave anything to chance. Contact your local, full-service Rain and Hail crop insurance professional at the Kroll Agency Incorporated, Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
With our producer-engineer Jeff Babel and Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. Jeff, it settled down a little bit after the first couple of minutes, but now a little ragtag the last minute. Nobody could get anything going.
Definitely. Early, both teams, you know, they played really tight because it was a district final. They felt the weight of every possession, but once they realized it was kind of just another basketball game, they started to play a little looser. And then again, like you said, towards the end of the game, score was getting close again. They kind of started to play tight again. 12-9, though, after one in this one.
Kennesaw, two turnovers, Elwood three. Kennesaw ball to start the second quarter. They post up Woodman. He's got a good look, but it won't fall. And the rebound brought down by Blake Summer. That'll be his third. As Elwood is out, rebounded Kennesaw, 9-7. Shot blocked by Woodman. Falls into the hands of Hackbart. Woodman tries to block it again, but this time they're going to call him for a personal foul. And to the line will be Blake Summer. Kennesaw was 2-4 at the line. That was from Carson Woodman. Skyler Werger hit a pair of free throws for Elwood. And the free throw here is up and in by Blake Summer. He's got 3 points. 7 for Skyler Werger to lead the way. 3-point shooting, 1-4 Kennesaw, 2-7 for Elwood. Second free throw, too strong. And high in the air to pull down that rebound is Austin Schnitzler. And that'll be his third. 13-9 Elwood. In other action, Overton leads Cambridge at the end of one, 10-4. Fullerton leads Shelton, 17-12 at the end of one. That's on the breeze, 94-5. And the Overton-Cambridge game is on ESPN, 1460. Here's a little one-hand jump hook, no good by Burr. Woodman missed the open putback. He is struggling right now, and the rebound will be brought down by Zach Hackbart. And coast-to-coast, Werger takes it in, and it spins all the way around the cylinder, no good. Fighting for the loose ball, it goes off in Kennesaw. Good hustle by Werger.
Both teams have great looks there, Doug. It just seems like the rim was unkind on both of them. Elwood will retain possession here after their miss, though. Get a quick break there.
Elwood will throw it up top here on the inbounds to Smith. They leave Malone, so he'll shoot the three, and he'll hit the three. Billy Smith with his second three, and Elwood is now up by 7. And Kennesaw's going to have to find some points, and if they're going to post up, they've got to score from down there. Woodman still seems a little shaky on his ankle. Here's Schnitzler pulling up from the free throw line. That's Preston. No good. Follows his shot and missed it. And the rebound brought down by Zach Hackbart. And now it's not an amusing matter anymore. Kennesaw is really struggling. Coast to coast, a shot blocked by Carson Woodman. Fast break the other way. Schnitzler takes it at the hoop. There's contact. He'll lay it up and in. Austin Schnitzler with his second bucket. And it's 16-11. Kennesaw finally getting some points. Down to Summer. He spins. He triples teamed in there. And he dribbles it off the defense's foot. Elwood turns it over. Up to Schnitzler for a three. He's wide open, but it will not go. And the backside rebound will be grabbed by Elwood, and they'll slow it down, Billy Smith. The big three, if it goes there, cut it to 2. But instead, Elwood up by 5 with the ball. Holding on to it is Werger, just trying to make sure everything gets settled into the high post. They'll get it to Schmeckle. Schmeckle drives, lost the handle, but it goes right into the hands of his teammate, Zach Hackbart, who will get his first bucket of the basketball game. And a couple of fortuitous bounces here for Elwood. As there's been some good defense by Kennesaw, but when they poke it away, it seems to go to another Pirate for an even closer shot. Lane Timms, top of the circle. Gives it off to Austin Schnitzler. Trying to work through a pick. Schnitzler has it at the free throw line. Bounce pass baseline. Clark is open from 15. His shot no good. Woodman goes over the top and grabs his third rebound. They'll clear it back out, and they'll reset it here for Kennesaw. Neither team has burned a timeout yet. 18-11, though. Elwood leads this by 7. Kennesaw gets it to Woodman. Spins, doesn't look at the rim. Back to Schnitzler. A little floater off the rim, no good. And Schmeckle pulls down his second rebound. And we'll see if Coach Abram maybe brings in a different post player right now to give Woodman just a minute to clear his head. He's still just a sophomore. Coach was telling me he was all fired up. His eyes were really big before the game. And he goes, you know what that means. He's going to be on fire, or he's going to be one of those youngsters that's going to take a while to get going. And now Schnitzler with the steal. Austin steals the basketball to the other end. The contested jumper is no good. The ball is deflected away, and it's off of Kennesaw.
You could see there that maybe that injury caused him to settle for a jumper there instead of attacking the basket, Doug. It's amazing, though, that the adrenaline that just has been in his body to play through this pain, I'm sure he's feeling it for sure. But once you get in the district final, that adrenaline just, you don't feel it.
18-11, Elwood with a 7-point lead after falling down early. Left elbow with it is Schmeckle. Schmeckle starts the drive, kicks it out of the wing to Werger. Werger comes in, has it stripped away. Steal is made by Corey Heyer. But the numbers aren't there, so he'll give it off to Burr. Now Burr tries a seam, and a foul going to be called out on the wing, and they're going to give him 2 free throws. So at the line to shoot 2.
is going to be Trevor Burr, who has yet to score for the Blue Devils. Midway through the second quarter, 18-11 Elwood, and the foul is on Zach Hackbart, his first. At the line, Burr will put it up and in. So Trevor's in the scorebook, 18-12. And a second free throw now coming up for Burr. And Trevor will put it up, and it's good. So Burr will hit them both. It's 18-13, Elwood by five, with a trip to state on the line. Kennesaw made it last year on a wild card after being beaten in the district final. Elwood hasn't been there since 1990. Top of the key three, Werger backed it in, and he smiles as he knows he got away with one there. Skyler Werger with his second three, 10 points, 21-13, Elwood by eight. Got to take Tibbs with the top of the circle. Schnitzler tries to answer for three. It's off the iron. No good. Long rebound comes out to Werger. He wants to run. Up ahead, Hackbart throws it into the corner to his teammate Smith. Drives in. 10-footer. On the rim, no good. Ball saved to the corner by Summer. And another chance here for Elwood. Up top, Hackbart draws the double team to Werger. 4-3. Good. Three threes here in the corner for Elwood. The Pirates are up 24-13, and timeout on the floor with 3:04 to go in the first half of play. It's the Elwood Pirates 24 and the Kennesaw Blue Devils 13. This timeout brought to you by Joe Beth, the Shelter Insurance Carney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Cope Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic High School. Back-to-back threes by Elwood have taken the lead from 5 to 11, and it's 24-13 Pirates with 3 minutes to go in the half. Out of the Kennesaw timeout. They'll get it to the top of the circle. Tibbs back to Schnitzler on the weak side. Starts to drive, has to kick it back out top to Trevor Burr. Back to Schnitzler, guarded out here by Hackbart in the man-to-man. Get it to the cutter, higher, in the lane. Turnaround jumper hits the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Blake Summer. Kennesaw continues to get good looks, Jeff.
And they're just not falling right now. And they are falling for Elwood. Another one right there, doubling up Kennesaw.
Jacob Schmeckley got freed for his first bucket on the left baseline. Hits the 9-footer, and it's 26-13. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Starting to drive is Schnitzler, has his pocket picked. Hackbart has it. Hackbart to the other end, leaves it off with a short jumper that is up and in by Billy Smith. And the Pirates are on a big-time roll. 15 points. It's 28-13. And they have put together a 10-0 run. Top of the circle is Corey Heyer over to Schnitzler. Inside to Woodman. Leans in, lost it, got it back, put it up too strong. And on the rebound, a foul will be called on Woodman. Hackbart with his fifth rebound, Woodman with his second foul. And that'll be the fourth team foul, and Woodman is going to come out of the ball game. And Coach Ingram just going to see if they can get him settled down. He is a better basketball player than this. He's doing everything but making the shot right now.
Yeah, and like you said, a young sophomore out there just trying to make up for his miss. Goes for the jump ball, ends up fouling, picking up that second one. So Carson getting a pretty good, well, I think needed rest right here.
Schmeckley with it at the top of the circle. Weak side, Werger. Werger pulls up tough. Shot, and he hit it. Skyler Werger with 8 in the quarter, 15 in the game. He averages 20 a ball game, and he's well on his way, and it's 30-13 Elwood. Schnitzler at the other end, rechecked by Blake Summer out of bounds. Austin didn't see him coming. Thought he got around his man and got a rude awakening. And Kennesaw to throw it in from the front court. Checking in Sean Klaus for Elwood. Plenty of momentum right now for the Pirates. And they may have already built an insurmountable lead here. Kennesaw just struggling from the field. Only 4 points in the quarter until there. Trevor Burr able to hit a little jumper in the lane. Took it right at the defender, then stepped back and made his first bucket. 30-15, under a minute to go here in the first half. Covina Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats, other scores from around the area. At the half, it's Fullerton 24, Shelton 21. Schmeckley's pass goes through the hands of Hackbart. Elwood with their seventh turnover. Kennesaw has a 3-on-2. Burr's going to take it at the rim and then just lost the ball off the leg of an Elwood Pirate. Elwood fans upset. That was pretty obvious that it went off of Klaus.
District final, every call that goes against your team is the wrong call.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 32 seconds, but that's about the fourth time we've seen Kennesaw go up for the shot, and the ball just slips out of their hands. On the inbound, an 18-footer by Burr, no good. Hackbart with the rebound. He gets tripped up, and a timeout going to be called by Elwood before the turnover occurred. 23 seconds to go here in the first half of play. It is Elwood 30, Kennesaw 15. We'll be right back.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Only great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Kennesaw has 6 players on the floor. And so coming out will be Corey Heyer. It'll be Elwood basketball, up by 15 with 23 seconds to go. And to throw it in, they'll find Billy Smith. Smith unguarded. He'll bring it into the front court. Get cut off there by Tyce Clark. Elwood wants the last shot. Swing it over to Skyler Werger, who's had a very good first half of play after 2 early fouls. Up top, Smith, 8 seconds. On the left wing, Schmeckley. 5 seconds, Schmeckley dribbles it off the foot of Kennesaw's Preston Schnitzler, and out of bounds it goes. 4 seconds to go here in the half. Plenty of time for Elwood to get a look. Schmeckley from the wing, looks, throws it all the way out top to Billy Smith, gives it to Hackbart. A 25-footer is no good at the horn, and that is the end of the first half of play. Your score, the Elwood Pirates 30. And the Kennesaw Blue Devils, 15. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, Elwood, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Josh's turn. I had to take it out
left.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Along with Jeff Babel and our producer-engineer back at the studio, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you here at Cope Gymnasium on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, where we are ready for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is the Elwood Pirates 30 and the Kennesaw Blue Devils 15. Other halftime scores that we have for you on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. It is another member of the Fort Kearney Conference, Overton, leading Cambridge at the half 30-16. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at the half, it's Fullerton 24 and Shelton 21. We also have an update from Clearwater Orchard and Sandhills Thedford. It's a one-point game at the half. Clearwater Orchard 30 and Sandhills Thedford 29. Jeff Babel, got any other surprises for me?
Well, in Class A, Lincoln Southeast leads Norfolk 21-16. That was the A7 in which Kearney High was in. High Plains leads Bancroft Rosalie, the two seed right now, 16-11. If we look at Spalding Academy leads right now 22-11 in the second against High Plains. So a couple of these teams might be opponents for the winner tonight. We'll have to see how the power points shake out. And BDS is tied right now at 9 with their opponent in the D1-1. That would be Leward Central Catholic out of Nebraska City.
Of course, the D2 field, the winner of this will obviously be one of the lower seeds, and they already know that going into the state tournament. But the point now is to get there, Jeff.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like we harped on it a little bit in the pregame. You know, it wasn't the strongest district in the world, but you're going to have to beat the best to get there anyway. So the teams that are fighting for the wild card are going to have to beat each other up at the state tournament anyway. And so for Elwood and Kennesaw tonight, it's their chance to get to the state tournament. And then if they have a legitimate chance of trying to make a run in that tournament, they'll get to face the best of the best. So right now, it's a chance to get to the state final here in the D2-4. And right now, based off their first half performance, Elwood's doing a heck of a good job trying to get there. They're one half away.
Well, the D2 state tournament is split up as always. If the winner of this ends up being a 7 seed, then they would play at Lincoln Southeast at 10:45 in the morning. If they end up being the 8 seed, then they play the last game at Lincoln East, which is always a hot box but has a great environment. That would be at 8:45. So that's probably where one of these two teams will fall, as D2 has the late session then on Friday and Saturday. Girls State High School basketball tournament will be played on our network of stations coming up this week as well, and we're looking forward to bringing you games starting right off at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll break it all down for you after this timeout. 30-15, Elwood leading Kennesaw here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The girls state tournament gets underway this Thursday. Here are the radio games. Now, again, we'll give you the station you can hear them on, and you can hear them all on PlatteRiverPreps.com and find out more information right there. In Class A, Kearney will play Omaha Benson at Pinnacle Bank at 3:45 on ESPN 1460. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest will play Sydney at Pinnacle Bank at 9 a.m. on the Breeze 94.5. C1 will be at the Bob Devaney Sports Center Thursday. Here on Classic Hits at 9 a.m., Minden will play Lincoln Lutheran. And at 3:45, Kearney Catholic will take on Wahoo Newman. In Class C2 at Lincoln Southwest, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Dundee County Stratton. That game at 2 is on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And then our evening game on Thursday night, Giltner will play Crawford at Lincoln North Star, 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Now, if Giltner does win, their Friday and Saturday games will be here on Classic Hits because we do have Storm Hockey on the Breeze. Don't forget, all six championship games for both the girls and the boys will be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Right now, though, let's take a look at the first half stats of our boys' game. For Kennesaw, Trevor Burr, 4 points, one rebound. Preston Schnitzler, 2 points, two rebounds. Tyce Clark, 3 points, one rebound. Austin Schnitzler, 4 points, three rebounds. Corey Heyer has two rebounds. And Carson Woodman has been held to two free throws. He's got 2 points, three rebounds, and two blocks. Seven rebounds in the first quarter, five in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, and 2 of 2 in the second. Three-point shooting for Kennesaw, 1 of 4 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. And turnovers, 2 in the first, just 1 in the second. Kennesaw, the problem is not turning the ball over, Jeff. They're 5 of 28 from the field.
Yeah, and that's only good for 17, almost 18% shooting. So they're getting their looks. They've had, of their 28 shots, I'd say a good chunk, two-thirds of them have been good looks. But when you're only going to shoot that poorly, that's for sure the deficit in the game. I thought definitely for Elwood in the second half, contested or not, they just seemed to make their shots, and that spawned, I think it was a 10-0 run that really got them going.
Kennesaw, 15 points, 12 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 3 turnovers. For Elwood, Skyler Werger is their leading scorer, 15 points. He's hit 3 threes. He's got 5 rebounds. Jacob Schmeckley, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Blake Summer, 3 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Billy Smith, 8 points. He's hit 2 threes, and he's got a rebound. And Zach Hackbart, 2 points, 6 rebounds here in the first half. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. And at the half, 30 points, 19 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 5 of 11 from three-point land, 1 block, 7 turnovers. Elwood leads it 30-15 over Kennesaw. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
It'll be Elwood ball to get the second half underway here, leading it 30-15, and Kennesaw's going to need something good right off the bat, and we've got some pushing and shoving down there. And away from the basketball, we'll have a foul called on Austin Schnitzler trying to keep Zach Hackbart from posting up. That'll be the second on Schnitzler. First of the half, on the inbound, the shot is no good. Rebound, Summer puts it back up, no good. Rebound brought down by Carson Woodman. And here comes Kennesaw. And with the number of shots that they like to take in a little slower pace game, they're going to have to be very efficient early on. Off the high screen, Tibbs will pull up from 12. It's over everything. The rebound brought down by Hackbart. That's his 7th of the game. And he'll just go ahead and dribble it into the front court. Spread the floor here against the Kennesaw man-to-man. Try and get Schmeckley open. They'll lob it to the high post. It's over the head of Summer, but right into the hands of Hackbart. That's kind of how the night's been going, and Hackbart's just going to fire a 3, and it's off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Tyce Clark. Clark will push the ball up the floor, give it off on the left wing to Tibbs. Tibbs trying to get a screen there, and off that screen, fighting through, a foul on Schmeckley. That'll be the first on Jacob. And Kennesaw will take it out in front of their fans on the far side. Burr looking, dumps it to the high post to Woodman. Back on the wing to Tibbs. Tibbs back up to the top of the circle to Burr. Rotates it over to Clark. Clark on the right elbow leaves it off for Woodman. Back out Clark. 4-3, and it will not go. Rebound. Schmeckley's able to tip that one out. Ends up in the hands of Werger. Werger takes it to the trailer. Pulls up Smith from 15. No good. And Woodman gets the rebound and another foul on Schmeckley. He was just a half second short of getting to the ball. And Schmeckley will pick up his second foul. They'll take him out of the basketball game. And Kennesaw will inbound it. But we played a minute and a half here in the third quarter. No change.
Long rebound there by Woodman, Doug. It was a nice aggressive. Drew the foul, but he is limping noticeably. Maybe it was that left knee again, but he's another injury there for Kennesaw.
And he'll try to come out and set the high pick. A little pick and roll. Good bounce pass to him, Burr. But as he turns, the shot is no good. Good help that time by the Elwood defense. Werger gets the rebound to the other end. The finger roll is good. 17 for Skyler Werger. And it is 32-15 Elwood. And Kennesaw's got 2 points in about 7 minutes. Pull-up jumper Burr won't go. All maroon jerseys underneath. Blake Summer with his seventh rebound. Werger takes it back to Hackmark to Werger. He's wide open for three. That one's going to be short, though. Rebound comes out to Woodman. He has to fight for that one, but he's already got 3 boards here in the quarter. But a lot more relaxed now for Elwood with this big of a lead. 17-point lead. Burr dribbles to the left elbow. Out to Tibbs. Tibbs takes it off the screen. Nobody really guarding him, but he's not going to take that long-range jumper. Coach Ingram trying to get his kids in the right spot. Burr drives down the middle of the lane. The finger roll off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Summer. Up ahead they go. And Smith's layup rattles out. No good. Rebound brought down by Tyce Clark. And as he heads up the floor, there's going to be a foul called on Elwood. They didn't let him get out of there cleanly. And this is going to go on Billy Smith, his second. Sean Klaus will check out. Kennesaw will bring Preston Schnitzler in the ballgame. And coming out will be Tyce Clark. Kennesaw, big deficit to overcome. And what doubles it here is that they still only have 15. I mean, they've got to score more than they have the whole game, plus some, just to catch up. With it is Schnitzler on the give and go, but it's well covered by Elwood. Clark gets it over to Burr. Burr's open, and Burr finally able to drop down the first points of the second half for Kennesaw, and it's 32-17. It took him over 3 minutes, and Jeff, that's not the formula for a comeback as Werger gets free. High-arching 10-footer, no good. Woodman grabs another rebound.
No, 3:15 it was to get their first shot. They hadn't had anybody inside to try and maybe get them an offensive rebound. So when they were getting their shots, they were one and done. And once you go one and done down 15, it's tough to come back.
Burr off the screen, 13-footer no good. Long rebound, Werger. Werger trying to beat everybody back. Left-hand layup is up and in. A touch foul to go along with it and a chance for a three-point play. And the foul is going to be called on Lane Tibbs. That'll be his second. And Werger now a chance for his 20th point of the ball game, right at his average.
Yeah, getting that midway through the third. So Werger, after fighting off a little bit of early foul trouble, been doing really good job getting his points, picking his spots, trying to get his 20th at the line now.
And the free throw is on the way, and it is going to rattle around and in. So Werger is 3 of 3 at the line. It looked like it could be trouble for him early on. He picked up 2 fouls in less than 2.5 minutes to start the game. But Coach Bonjoff left him in, and look at the rewards that they are reaping. And it's an 18-point lead for Elwood, 35-17. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, their largest lead of the game. And a reach-in foul on Schmeckley. Boy, oh, no! They're going to say the foul is on Kennesaw. It happened right in front of Coach Jack Ingram, and the ball, I guess you would call that the loose ball foul here in the NBA, and it's going to be on Lane Tibbs, his third. Just the fourth turnover for Kennesaw. Werger up the floor, bumping off Trevor Burr. Burr really trying to make something happen here. That's what Kennesaw is going to have to do. They're going to have to force some turnovers, maybe get some layups. because absolutely nothing is going on for the Blue Devils. They've scored 8 points since the end of the first quarter. There's a steal. Steal by Preston Schnitzler. Takes it in. Fouled, and the layup is good. And that's exactly what Kennesaw needs.
Crowd comes to their feet. Finally something to cheer about in this second half, Doug. We'll see if this can maybe start to get something going here, trying to get a hoop and a horn, get a three-point play here.
The foul is called on Billy Smith. That's his third. And in for Kennesaw is going to be Wyatt Woodman. The 6-foot junior will get a little playing time here with 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Preston Snitzler's free throw is up and in. And Kennesaw has rarely had a chance to maybe get back-to-back buckets, just anything to get some sort of momentum going. They've got to continue to force stops here. I mean, Elwood only has 5 points in this quarter. It's not like the Pirates have ran away and hid. They were up by 15 at the half, and it's 15 now. Each team with 5 points in the quarter, 3:20 to go third. Hackbart way out on the left side of the key, reverse it over to the right side to Schmackley. Back up top, they'll go to Werger. Swing it weak side to Smith. Smith backs up, posting up Schmeckley. Turnaround jumper, the lefty puts it up. It's a little short. Rebound brought down by Woodman. His eighth of the game. Fast break the other way. Great bounce pass to Burr. He got tripped up coming into the lane. Ball loose. Preston Schnitzler grabs it all the way at the top of the key. And we've got a whistle and a blocking foul called on Elwood. There was some intentional back and forth there between Preston Schnitzler and Billy Smith, and Smith just got his fourth foul, Jeff.
Yeah, and it was a situation where Schnitzler picked up his dribble, tried to avoid the double dribble situation, tried to duck under it. Tough foul there, picks up his fourth, but I think that was probably the right call from this angle.
Kennesaw get a sub back in with Tyce Clark. But again there, Trevor Burr came to the hoop, and as he started to shoot it, the ball just mysteriously left his hands. It's got to be a half dozen times Kennesaw has started to drive, and without it being knocked out of their hands, the ball just slides right out. Top of the key, Kennesaw has it here for Tyce Clark. Spreads the floor. Elwood has went to a zone trap, and another foul out around midcourt, and that's Skylar Werger. So they're really trying to put the foot on the throat, force some steals here, and instead fouls. And that's the sixth foul here. One way to get back in a game is to go to the free throw line a lot. And Kennesaw's not a great free throw shooting team, but over the last 10:40 of the game, every foul will send Kennesaw to the line. 35-20, Elwood leads it, 2.5 to go. Third quarter of play, Kennesaw to Burr on the wing. Three-pointer up by Clark. It just won't go. Backside rebound, Schmeckley. We'll pull down his fourth, 1 of 8 from the outside of this game for Kennesaw. And they continue to struggle. They shot 17% in the first half, and I don't think they've really raised that much here in the second half. Maybe just a bucket percentage point. Werger on the cut through on the post. Can't get the shot back out to Hackbart. Hackbart with a left-hand dribble, draws the double team, swings it out. Schmeckley for three, and it's nothing but net. The three-pointers are falling often enough here for Elwood, and they are back up by 18, 38-20 with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Kennesaw continues to run their zone offense here against the 1-3-1. But they dribble towards midcourt. Give it over to Clark. To Woodman. Down low, turnaround jumper is up and in for Wyatt Woodman from Carson Woodman. And Wyatt will have his first bucket of the basketball game. 38-22. Elwood by 16. Get it on the right wing, run the cutters through. Schmeckley grabs it, turns around, comes up well short this time. And Wyatt Woodman will grab the rebound. Up the floor, they come. Right-hand corner with it. It's going to be Burr. Gets it down to Wyatt Woodman. He takes it strong at the hoop. It'll be blocked in there by Blake Summer. The loose ball is picked up by Hackbart. They try to trap him, but it'll be Zach up the floor. And then it's poked away from behind. Nice steal made there by Trevor Burr. And then a walk called on Kennesaw. They were trying to get out of there after they stole the basketball. Elwood converged a triple team on it. And Kennesaw was hoping that a foul would be called and not a walk.
Just picked up his pivot foot. Good call there by the refs. Tough situation if you're Kennesaw. You worked hard. You got to stop. You finally got Elwood. You get a chance to get a bucket there and you walk.
Schmeckley on the inbound. Short jumper, no good. Klaus gets the rebound. He'll power up and a foul will be called. Sean Klaus playing a handful of minutes here. Gets a chance to get in the scorebook. As we said, there are only 11 players suited up for Elwood. Klaus and then five freshmen are on the bench. The foul is on Corey Heyer, his first. And the free throw is no good. After three quarters, it's Fullerton 37 and Shelton 27. That's currently airing on the Breeze 94.5. Second free throw by Klaus. That one's good. And Sean Klaus makes it 39-22. Sean, don't call me Mayor Stan. Klaus getting his first point of the ball game. Kennesaw down by 17. Into the corner to Schnitzler. Austin drives, pulls up off the glass, too strong. Rebound, Wyatt Woodman. He has it blocked and taken away from behind by Schmeckley. And the outlet pass to midcourt. Gets it to Summer. 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. The ball poked away from behind and out of bounds. And checking into the game, Lane Tibbs. Also checking back in, Trevor Burr. Kennesaw just has not been able to get into a flow in this basketball game. Both teams finally found that flow for about 3 minutes midway through the first quarter. But since then, Elwood has put on a couple of mini flows, and that's it. On the inbounds pass, Clark went for the steal, couldn't quite get it. They'll hand it off to Schmeckley. Swings it on the right side to Werger. 13 seconds, a tough three-pointer. Hits the front of the rim and in. My, oh, my. Shooter's touch there for Skyler Werger. 5 seconds to go. Burr into the front court. Into the corner. Can't get a shot away. That is the... Oh, are we going to get a foul? Or is it out of bounds? Looks like it's out of bounds. There's 0.1 seconds here. Elwood's going to bring Keith Murphy in. And Kennesaw won't be able to get a shot away with 0.1 seconds. So they'll throw the ball in. And that will be the end of the third quarter of play. The biggest lead of the night for the Elwood Pirates. Elwood 42, Kennesaw 22. You're listening to the D24 District Championship game on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elwood, Kennesaw.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Risk is an inevitable part of farming. Producers must predict the unpredictable and control the uncontrollable. Since 1919, Rain and Hail Insurance Service has demonstrated a commitment to rural America through responsive claim service, financial strength and stability, and unmatched agent and policyholder support. Farmers trust Rain and Hail to protect their way of life. Don't leave anything to chance. Contact your local, full-service Rain and Hail crop insurance professional at Kroll Agency Incorporated, Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney Catholic High School and Cope Gymnasium. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, and our producer engineer back at the studios in Stacy Johnson. Kennesaw's got to find lightning in a bottle now, Jeff. Down by 20 going into the fourth quarter, they'll get the ball.
Like you said, though, they do have a chance to get in the bonus. The rest of the way, the best way to come back, score with the clock stop. I just don't know if they'll have enough time to come back in this game. They got a quick two there from Burr. Trevor Burr with a nice coast-to-coast layup.
So it's 42-24. Burr leads the team with eight. And then Elwood turns it over up ahead to Schnitzler. He goes in and missed the layup. Rebound Burr. He'll put it up and score. So back-to-back buckets here, helping Kennesaw. And they put some pressure on. Elwood better not think that this game is in the bag. They do break the press. Up ahead, they'll come into the hands of Werger. Pulls up for three. It's in and out that time. No good. Rebound underneath, and they just crush Blake Summer. He'll get two free throws. That's the ninth rebound for Blake. Elwood is currently 7 of 16 from three-point land, and one of the big reasons that they have scored. But Kennesaw still only 5 turnovers in this game, yet 26 points in their shooting percentage, around 20%. At the line to shoot two is Summer, and he'll score.
If Werger would have made that three, this side of the building would have erupted because Kennesaw had worked so hard, and they would have only got one extra point out of those possessions. Good foul there underneath, trying to make him earn it from the line, and he does.
Summer hits them both, and it's 44-26. in favor of Elwood. They have led almost the whole way. Here's a three in the corner that's up, and it is good for Preston Schnitzler. That's just the second three of the game here for Kennesaw, 44-29. So in 1 minute, Kennesaw has sliced the lead 5 points, 20-15. Driving in, Hackbart runs out of room, kicks it on the weak side to Schmeckley. He'll come in with a left-hand runner and score. 7 points for Jacob Schmeckley. Werger has 23, 8 for Smith, 7 for Schmeckley. On the other end, 10 for Trevor Burr. He'll try a top and a key three, hit the front of the rim, no good. Schnitzler kind of mistimed his jump, and the rebound comes down to Zach Hackbart, and that'll be his eighth. 46-29, Elwood. Looking for their first trip to state since 1990, and driving in with the left baseline, rolling it over the rim and scoring is Zach Hackbart, his second bucket of the ball game. In fact, the last time was probably when assistant coach J.P. Roberts was playing. Here's a three, Schnitzler. That is just a little short. Another defensive rebound brought down by Summer. He now has 10 rebounds in the game. And the ball stolen away at midcourt. Burr will have an uncontested layup. And where was this earlier? Timeout going to be called here by Kennesaw. That is the 11th turnover of the game for Elwood. But Kennesaw finally getting some points off turnovers. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 5:55 to go in the game. It's Elwood 48, Kennesaw 31.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, to Kearney Catholic Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the fine folks here for their hospitality. Back with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 5:55 to go in this D24 district final. Elwood 48, Kennesaw 31. Elwood will face pressure. Werger gets it across the timeline, fires it right wing to Hackbart. Plays as much guard as he does post for the tallest player on the team, 6'2 junior, him and Summer. Werger draws the double team, gives it to Summer, starts to drive back out to Werger, pulls up from the free throw line. His shot that time is short. Wyatt Woodman will grab the loose ball. He'll give it to Schnitzler, and Preston will hand it to Trevor Burr. Kennesaw had cut it to 15 from 20, and now they're down 17 again. They're just going to have to continue to make buckets. Schnitzler step back three on the way, but it will not go, and that's three straight they missed from out there. And a rebound brought down again by Zach Hackbart, and that's his ninth. Kennesaw is 2 of 12 from beyond the arc. 5 minutes to go in the game. Another score update for you. Overton 49, Cambridge 29, and that's on ESPN Radio as the ball stolen away again by Burr. Burr, 2-on-2, decides to go all the way, lay it up. Oh, and they call it for a charge.
Tough call there. It looked like it could have been a 50-50 call, but I think Elwood was just late getting there. Tough break there for Kennesaw.
And you can hear the displeasure. 17-point game. Luckily, it's a 17-point game, and then Elwood throws it away on the inbound. So I guess all that does is take away the two because the layup did go. But, wow, Kennesaw underneath their own hoop. And as a coach, Coach Ingram can only say so much. His team's still trying to battle back in this one, and you can't get in any more problems. So they'll get it to Schnitzler. Down low to Wyatt Woodman. Nice move. Reverse layup, and it bounces in. Great move there by the junior Wyatt Woodman, showing some emotion on the way back down the floor. But it's still 15-point lead for Elwood, 48-33. Across the timeline is Werger with a game-high 23 points. He's been outstanding tonight. Off to Smith on the left wing. Back out top to Schmeckley. Lob it over to Hackbart. And a foul away from the ball. And it's going to be called on Skyler Werger, and that is his fourth. So Werger and Smith have four. The rest of the team combined has four. And right now, Elwood just got to be a little careful. Woodman with it. Top of the circle to Burr for the three. It hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebound on the offensive side. Tibbs, he'll put it up. He'll be fouled. The shot won't go. And Lane Tibbs, that's his first rebound, and he has yet to score in this basketball game. He just kind of was taken out of the game early on. Tibbs averages 6 points and five rebounds a game. The foul was called on Schmeckley, his third. The free throw is good by Tibbs. It's 48-34, still 4:10 to go, Jeff. And I think if Kennesaw gets anywhere kind of close, Elwood's got two ball handlers in trouble. A lot of free throws can be made here. And they do not want to put this one in the freezer yet. Second free throw by Tibbs. It's no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Zach Hackbart. Baseball pass into the front court. Werger trying to beat everybody. Back, and a foul will be called before the shot on Trevor Burr. Good call that time. And I'm with you here, Jeff. Everybody is yelling on every call. Burr got him all the way out at the three-point line. Wanted to bump him off of his course to the hoop. But it is a one-and-one, so Werger still gets to go to the line here. Werger's 3 of 3 at the line, has 23 points. And the front end of the 1-1. On the way, and it is good. Second free throw. On the way, and it is also bouncing around, but this time it doesn't go. And Austin Schnitzler will have his fourth rebound. Gives it to Preston. In the right-hand corner to Burr. Burr tries to drive the baseline around two defenders and then has it blocked, but it ends up in Schnitzler's hands. He can't make it, and it goes down to Schmeckley off the block shot from Blake Summer. And Elwood comes out of there with a key possession. Now the ball's loose again, but again it bounces into Elwood's hands. Hackbart has it, and a timeout will be called here by the Elwood Pirates. A full-length timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:39 to go in this district final. It's Elwood 49, Kennesaw 34.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel. Doug Duda with you here for the D24 district final, and a big run in the second quarter by Elwood. Put them up 15 at the half, and the game has not been closer than 12 since then. And it's right now 49-34 Elwood, just trying to take care of business here and head to their first state tournament since 1990. In fact, Elwood has not won a state tournament game since 1938. And when they get there, if they do, it'll be a tough task. As they get it inside here, turnaround jumper Summer, short-armed that one. The ball's tapped around. It ends up in the hands of Lane Tibbs. Good defense by Tice Clark. Into the front court comes Kennesaw. Down to 3:15. They've got to keep moving. The Schnitzler, he'll try another three, and that's good. Three-pointer by Preston Schnitzler. He's got two of them here in the fourth quarter. 49-37. Fast break the other way. Werger beats Kennesaw back and answers with a layup. So 3 for 2. Up to Preston Schnitzler again. 51-37. That 12 before the layup by Werger was as close as Kennesaw's been. Bounce pass to the corner. Here's a three. Clark got it. And a timeout will be used here by Kennesaw. Tice Clark hitting his second three of the basketball game. And Kennesaw will have two timeouts remaining. 2:47 to go in the game. And it is Elwood 51, Kennesaw 40. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
2:47 remains. The Misco Sports postgame show when we're done. Elwood by 11, 51-40, but the lead was 20. Kennesaw trying to keep that full court pressure on. Hackbart picks it up, goes to Schmeckle, into the front court to Werger. Three on two. Skyler skip pass all the way over to Billy Smith. Elwood's got to take good shots. Cross court pass knocked away again by Trevor Burr. Burr can't get the layup to the trailer. The layup up and in for Lane Tibbs. His first bucket, and the lead is 9. 51-42. And again, the long pass. Elwood doesn't need the long pass. Here's Werger. He'll attack. Pulls up from 9. It's no good, but got his own rebound. Missed it again. And the ball is loose. Picked up and scored by Billy Smith. That is a huge bucket for Elwood. Kennesaw needed that rebound. 53-42. 2 minutes to go. In the corner, Schnitzler. They let him get another three away, but that one is no good. Werger gets his 9th rebound. And that little exchange right there, Jeff, may have saved the day for Elwood.
Yeah, Kennesaw had cut it all the way down to 9, had two chances to get a pull down a defensive rebound. Werger pulled it down, got the 2.
Elwood needs to pull the ball out. Oh, boy, about threw it away. And Coach Bonchoff's going to take a timeout, settle his kids down. It'll be another 30-second timeout. 1:37 to go, but now Elwood just has to play keep away. They're going to get fouled. They're up 11, a minute 37 to go. Don't take bad shots. Don't take threes. Don't take 15-footers, no matter how wide open you are. Just keep moving that ball around. Don't forget, coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews, and scores from around the state of Nebraska. As we are winding things down here, our final district game, and Austin Schnitzler this whole time had not come off the court, and he's going to come to the sidelines, and that might be it for him. He got injured early. He's been battling it all year. And for Kennesaw, they just got going too late here tonight. Elwood built that good lead, and they've been able to work off of that and stop any little run that Kennesaw has. Elwood in the backcourt. Schmeckle gets it to Werger. That's where they want it. He'll dribble across the timeline and then throw it behind Blake Summer, who was starting to attack the hoop. That's the 5th turnover unofficially here in the fourth quarter for Elwood. They've got 14. I've got Kennesaw still, Jeff, for 5 total turnovers.
Been doing a good job protecting the ball, but they've just haven't been able to shoot the basketball with a low shooting percentage.
And there it is again. Burr fakes the 3, drives in, no good, but an offensive rebound for Lane Tibbs, and he'll get to go to the line as he's fouled on the putback. But Burr got right what he wanted, and then when he took the shot, he just short-armed it off the front of the rim. The foul called on Summer, his 2nd. 9th team foul. This will be a 2-shotter for Lane Tibbs. He's 1 of 2 at the charity line. And the free throw is up and good. Tibbs all 4 of his points here in the quarter, but Kennesaw, ladies and gentlemen, scored 22 points in the first 3 quarters combined. And if Tibbs makes this, they'll have 22 here in the 4th. It's up, and he does. So a timeout going to be called with the clock stopped here for Kennesaw. They'll have only 1 remaining, 1:22 to go in a basketball game. But in 24 minutes, Kennesaw scored 22 points, and in 6.5, they score another 22. 53-44 Elwood, 1:22 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back to action here at Kearney Catholic, and we've got a foul called before the ball is even inbounded. Kennesaw wasn't meaning to do that. They want to get the five-second count, maybe get a steal. And they're going to call the foul on Lane Tibbs, and that is his fourth. It is the eighth team foul, so we walk to the other end for a one-and-one. And not only didn't you want to foul, you sure don't want to foul Skyler Werger.
No, he's their go-to guy right now. Doug averages 20 a game. He's got well beyond that today. Chance to get two here at the 1-1.
Just a 60% free throw shooter. First one is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Corey Heyer. It's a 9-point game. Up the floor, they get it to Tyce Clark. To the high post, Heyer over to Schnitzler. Preston is covered. Back over to Burr. Leaves it off for Heyer. 15-footer. He'll take it. No good. Rebound brought down by Schmeckley. 105 to go to Werger. And they try to get a jump ball, but instead a foul is going to be called. 102 remaining. And the foul is on Corey Heyer, his second. And Burr passed it off to Heyer there, the leading scorer, passed it off to a kid that hadn't shot the ball all night long. And so it's just kind of been that type of night for Kennesaw. And at the line again, it's Skyler Werger. He's one of three in the quarter. He is 4 of 7 in the game, and this one rattles around it in. None of them have been clean. They're all bouncing around up there. But that is the 27th point of the game for Skyler Werger, 54-44. Elwood, 102 to go. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound brought down again by Corey Heyer. Gets it to Burr. Bounce pass into the front court. Clark for three. It skims off the rim, no good. Schmeckley gets the rebound and an immediate foul. Called here on Kennesaw. Down to 53 seconds to go. And Schmeckley, who's been playing on again, off again with his glasses out there, is going to go shoot two. That's the 10th team foul. The third on Heyer. But again, a couple empty possessions for Kennesaw there, Jeff, and they were at the point where they needed to score almost every time.
Yeah, I cut it down to 9. 3 possessions, had 2 open looks for 3, missed them both, so 2 empty possessions late in the game, it's going to hurt them.
Free throw by Schmeckley is no good. Also a 60% free throw shooter. He averages 12 a game. Tonight he's got 7. And back into the ball game, Carson Woodman. And Heyer will check out. Second free throw now. Schmeckley up and no good. Rebound comes down to Lane Tibbs. Gives it over to Burr. 50 seconds to go. Burr looking for an opening. Kicks it to Schnitzler. Can't get the three. Now backs up and almost banked it in from the wing. And now the ball is loose, and we've got a pushing foul called here on Elwood, fighting for the loose basketball. And that will mean free throws here for Kennesaw. It's on Jacob Schmeckley. He's got 4. Werger has 4. Smith has 4. Luckily, this one will be over in regulation for a Elwood team that is not deep. They've only played 6 players any significant time tonight. And Lane Tibbs puts the free throw up and in. 54-45. Elwood leading. They were up by as many as 20. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So 5 of 6 here in the quarter for Tibbs. Pressure on. Elwood throws it in. They get it right to Summer. He'll be fouled immediately. And Blake Summer will go to the line to shoot 2. And he is just a 44% free throw shooter, so that's who Kennesaw wants at the line. But Summer is 3 of 4 tonight.
And that was the first person Elwood looked to get the ball into.
So the first of 2 free throws is on the way, and it's good. And Blake Summer now with 6 points in the game. A final, Fullerton 52, Shelton 36. Fullerton is headed to the state tournament for the first time since playing Ravenna in 2005. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Summer 4 for 4 in the quarter, 56-46. 38 seconds to go into the front court. Kennesaw, Burr off a couple of screens, takes the top of the key three, down and out, no good. Rebound pulled down there by Tibbs. He'll kick it out on the wing. Another three is well off the mark. Rebound brought down by Zach Hackbart, his 11th, and that's going to do it. 24 seconds remain. Elwood 56, Kennesaw 46. And I would expect you'll see the benches clear here as we see Zach Hackbart go to the line to shoot two. Coming up, the Miskos. Misko Sports postgame show with all the final stats, score updates from around the area. And the free throw is on the way. It is no good. A second one coming. And the second free throw coming up here for Zach Hackbart. We're going to deal with some unruly Elwood fans here in a minute.
As that free throw's up and in.
Congratulations to Elwood. Long time coming. Kennesaw made it last year, but not this year, as Burr brings it up the floor, gives it to Tibbs. Long three for Lane. It's off the glass, no good. Rebound by Schnitzler. He'll put it up. It's no good. Rebound underneath again is back up and in by Tyce Clark. And a timeout with 10 seconds remaining in the game. 57-48 Elwood. We'll be right back.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney Catholic High School. Just 10 seconds before the celebration begins for the Elwood Pirates. And the senior season will end for Trevor Burr, Tyce Clark, Lane Tibbs, and Jeremiah Ponick, as Kennesaw will fall here tonight and end the season one game below 500. Elwood, who never has been able to get a long winning streak put together this year, their longest winning streak is three games, and this will be another three-game winning streak for the third time this year. Elwood to throw the ball in, leading at 57-48 and 10 seconds to go. Lob it out towards midcourt. They'll get it into the hands of Smith. He'll hold the ball. Kennesaw will reach in, and they'll get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Elwood, so they'll throw it in. Schnitzler wasn't just going to stand there and not grab the basketball. So Elwood to throw it in one more time towards the hoop, but no shot by Smith, and the basketball game is over. The final score, the Elwood Pirates 57 and the Kennesaw Blue Devils 48. Elwood breaks a 24-year drought and heads to the state tournament for the first time since 1990. 14-10 for the Pirates. Kennesaw will end the year at 12-13. And just a game that got away from Kennesaw in the second quarter. They shot 17% in the first half, and it was right around that, maybe 19% going into the fourth quarter. Kennesaw scored 26 points in the fourth quarter, but only 22 combined in the first three. And, Jeff, their game plan seemed to be okay, but they just missed a ton of shots. Again, I have Kennesaw for five total turnovers. So when you get beat and have five turnovers, there's only one thing. The ball's not going in the hoop.
Exactly, and it looked like they had their looks early that they just weren't hitting them. They started, I believe it was 5 of 28 for just under 18%. That second quarter was what really done them in. They finally got something going there in the fourth quarter, but they just had run out of time. We had mentioned, you and I, a couple of times there, just where was this earlier in the game. If they had played like they had in the fourth quarter, this would have been a lot closer of a game, and any chance of maybe keeping this another game, getting it into overtime perhaps. Elwood's depth was getting really tested with all those foul troubles they had. So you never know if Kennesaw could have maybe just played a little bit better, started playing with a little bit more urgency that we saw them play in the fourth quarter, we could have had a different ball game. But credit Elwood. They did well. They played good defense. They didn't let Kennesaw get a bunch of offensive rebounds. And so those were empty possessions, one and dones for Kennesaw.
Well, and Elwood also is going to dominate the rebounding statistic because there were so many missed shots by Kennesaw in this basketball game. 19 boards in the first half, and it looks like 21 in the second half. And we'll give you all the numbers here on the Misco Sports postgame show. But this is one of those games where you can see it played about 10 times, and it's maybe 6-4
yep.
one way or the other, because hard to tell with that 20-point lead how much Elwood took their foot off the gas there a little bit. It's only natural to do when you haven't been in this spot before. And Kennesaw cut this lead to 8, but that's as close as they could get. They had a couple of chances there to get a stop. Had a little run, had cut it to 8. Elwood had missed a shot. They missed a putback. They missed another putback. And then finally, they were able to score it and get the lead back out to 10. And that's as close as this game would end up being until the final score of 57-48. So if Elm Creek gets in on the wild card, 3 Fort Kearney Conference teams will be headed to the state tournament, as Overton was up 20 in the fourth quarter. And I think that game has just went final as well. Overton 70, Cambridge 48, Fullerton 52, Shelton 36, and here Elwood 57 and Kennesaw 48. The Misco Sports postgame show is next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Risk is an inevitable part of farming. Producers must predict the unpredictable and control the uncontrollable. Since 1919, Rain and Hail Insurance Service has demonstrated a commitment to rural America through responsive claim service, financial strength and stability, and unmatched agent and policyholder support. Farmers trust Rain and Hail to protect their way of life. Don't leave anything to chance. Contact your local, full-service Rain and Hail crop insurance professional at the Kroll Agency Incorporated, Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
And welcome back, everyone, to Kearney Catholic High School. And this is the Misco Sports postgame show with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and, of course, Jeff Babel. Doug Duda here, the Misco Sports postgame show brought to you by Misco Sports, taking care of all of your athletic supply needs. We'll be bringing you the spring sports season. If you need soccer, if you need tennis, if you need track, whatever it is, they'll outfit you as they do all season long at Misco Sports. And again, want to send out our condolences to the Misco's family. Longtime owner, manager, Dean Misco, passed away within the last week. This family had run the store for nearly 125 years, and our condolences to the Misco family. 57-48, the final score. And Coach Kurt Bonjoff is making his way up to us right now, and we'll have a chance to chat with the coach here about their first trip to the state tournament since 1990. And, of course, when something like that happens, everybody in the gym wants to give you some congratulations. But tonight, just a quick rundown, 27 points, 9 rebounds for Skylar Werger, 10 points for Billy Smith, and Zach Hackbart pulled down 11 rebounds. Blake Summer had 10 rebounds in the basketball game. And we're pleased to welcome in state-bound Kurt Bonjoff. And, Coach, it's been a while. Congratulations.
Thank you, Doug, and glad you were here. Last time I was able to enjoy that, I think you were up at Ord with Walt, and I think you were a good luck charm tonight.
Arcadia hasn't made it back since, buddy, unfortunately for them.
No.
But it's been a long time coming for the Elwood Pirate fans, and it was a slow start tonight for both teams. Then I thought both teams kind of hit their stride for about 3-4 minutes, and then after that, Kennesaw really couldn't make a bucket, and it wasn't like they weren't getting good looks, but you guys did start to make buckets, and Skylar took over.
Yeah, Skylar really warmed up there for us, especially, I believe, in the second quarter there, where he just really took off, hit some tough shots for his third quarter. He did pretty well there also, but we really needed to knock those shots. I tell you what, the Kennesaw boys deserve a lot of credit themselves. They came out, and they were aggressive, and that was the report on them, that they were going to be pretty aggressive, and they really geared it up there at the end. If we'd knocked some free throws down there at the end, we probably didn't have to make it so interesting there at the end. But you know, the Kennesaw boys deserve credit on that. But I'm so proud of our boys right now. They've been counted out a lot this year. We've had some tough things, this season with some sickness and those kind of things. And our conference is just so darn tough that it prepared us well tonight.
Also, something that now that you won the ball game will probably get totally lost. Skyler had two fouls in the first 2.5 minutes, and you elected to leave him out there, and he never picked up another foul till deep in the basketball game. Talk about what you're thinking at that point in the game.
Well, and I talked a little bit about that with you before the game. We're just so darn young on the bench, and we've had to do this a few times this year where we get kids with two fouls where 90-95% of the time you take that kid out for a while. And you know, I love our freshmen. You know, they come to practice, they work hard and everything. You know, but they just, I mean, they aren't quite ready for a situation like this. And sometimes we have to bite the bullet, and we just have to hope we don't get into an unfortunate situation where, you know, we get a third foul in the first quarter. We had to do the same thing last week a few times. We had some kids get into foul trouble.
We're talking with Kurt Bonjoff of the victorious Elwood Pirates, 57-48 over Kennesaw tonight. Talk a little bit about what halftime was like for you. You had built a 15-point lead over a decent basketball team, and dreams can start creeping into people's heads. What was it like?
Well, we made sure they had their attention there at halftime. We talked about starting all over again. It was a new, brand new ball game. We needed to come out and establish ourselves again. We had warned the kids that Kennesaw would come up and step it up big time in the third quarter, and really the second half they did defensively. I'll be honest, there were times there in the second half we were having some challenges just getting into our half court set. Again, they deserve credit for that. We probably could have handled that a little bit better than what we did, but that was a big thing we talked about at halftime, is we needed to ratchet it up again and be ready like we were at the beginning of the game.
With Kennesaw shooting less than 20% through three quarters, you're going to get a lot of rebounds, but you even got some offensive boards tonight. I had you for 40 in the ball game, and it wasn't the guys that necessarily score. You got 10 from Summer, who's done it for you all year long, and you got 11 from Zach.
Right. Blake Summer did set a season record for rebounds this year. And he's just really done a job for us this year on the boards. He averages nearly 12 rebounds a game, and you know, it's something he really takes pride in. He could go into a game and score only 2 or 4 points, and if he has 15 or 16 rebounds, he realizes that's his role, and he takes a lot of pride in that. So, you know, Zach Hackbart is just he's our team leader. He's the heart and soul of our team, he does a lot of great things for us.
They're about ready to take the picture, so one last question. What's this mean for Elwood?
It's just awesome. It's been since 1990 since we've been there, and J.P. Roberts, the one assistant coach, he was on that team, and it's just really super that we finally get him back down there again. So
hustle down there, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the head coach, Kurt Bonjoff. We'll get him down there to the pictures and celebrating here for the Elwood Pirates as they win it by a score of 57-48. We've got more stats coming up. We also hope to get a chance to talk with Kennesaw coach Jack Ainram. Stay with us on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Nicola. It's not good.
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Every time there's a winner, somebody's got to be on the other side. And, Jack, we got to figure out a way that the district finals need to be surpassed. It was two totally different seasons for you. Last year, you ran the table and played a very good team that was deserving of going to state in the district final, and you guys both went to state.
Yeah.
Here you had a couple of teams that were 500, and Elwood was very hungry, hadn't been there in 24 years, and you guys have been trying to come off some injuries, and the darn ball just didn't go in the hoop tonight.
Yeah, that first quarter kind of
summed up our season. When we come out of the gate and don't shoot the ball very well, we had trouble and got behind. Kids never quit all year long. I'm really proud of them for that. I think we were down by 20 or something like that going into the fourth quarter, and we got it down to 8. Came right out of the gates, you know, hindsight's 20-20. Maybe we should have done a little bit more in the first half. We were trying to get them tired. We were trying to run a little bit because we thought that we had enough kids that we could kind of run them in and out. And then Austin got hurt, and that kind of threw that strategy out of the window a little bit. So, but I'll tell you what, they're a good ball club. They shoot the ball well. They're in the right spots. So, you know, I'm proud of my kids.
And I can sense if I was wearing Kennesaw blue or if I'm sitting on the bench there, the ball's not going in for you. And then Werger is hitting some very contested shots. It's not like you were giving him wide open looks. He had some contested threes. He hit double team 15 footers. Halftime, you're down 15, but things probably couldn't have bounced much worse for you. So what was it like in the halftime locker room?
Well, kids were pretty upbeat, and I think we were too. We felt like, you know, we obviously didn't want to be there in that position, but we felt like we could make a run at him. We just didn't do it early enough in that third quarter. We kind of stayed about even with them, I think, or something like that. And then they made that little run right there at the end of that third quarter, and that really got us down. When the ball doesn't go in the hole, you know, it puts so much stress on your defense. And, you know, our kids played pretty good defense tonight, like you said. You know, I think he banked one in. And, you know, that's the game of basketball. Sometimes it goes like that, and sometimes it doesn't. But our kids had a good year. You know, the record really doesn't indicate how far they came from the beginning of the year. You know, we had 5 new starters out there. And, you know, they came along. We had to develop some chemistry and get some younger kids off the bench to play a little bit. You know, both our posts didn't even play last year hardly at all in a varsity basketball game. So I'm proud of them. They stuck with it this year. You know, they didn't worry about the record and stuff. They just kept playing basketball.
Well, you do lose seniors off this team. Jeremiah Ponick, a bench player for you, and then Lane Tibbs, Tyce Clark, and Trevor Burr, who's your leading scorer on this balanced team, and he finally was able to get something going. He kept the motor running tonight, but finally in the second half was able to put some points up there. And one of the reasons that you had a chance to get something going in the fourth quarter.
Trevor is just a great kid. He just works himself. I got to kick him out of the gym at night. I'm going to really miss him. He provided such good leadership. All the seniors did, even Jeremiah. You know, he could have been in a situation where he didn't play much and could have pouted and stuff like that, but he's just not that type of kid. And so, you know, I'm proud of my seniors. We're going to miss them because they provided a lot of great leadership. Those younger kids, I hope they learned a lot from them, because if they were paying attention, they had a lot they could learn from them.
Well, very rarely, and if I'm off, it's only a couple here, but I only had you for 5 turnovers tonight. It's hard to believe that you're on the wrong side of the scoreboard when you take care of the ball like that.
Yeah, I told him at half we did a lot of good things. You know, we got shots we wanted in that first quarter with Carson trying to go inside out a little bit with him. And, you know, he just didn't fall. And we did take care of the ball really well. Offensively, we really – I can't be displeased with what we did. We just didn't put the ball in the basket enough. That's, you know, kind of funny, but that's what it comes down to. So,
well, Jack, always a pleasure covering you. We look forward to doing it again next season. Take care of the kids in Kennesaw and take care of the grandkids at home. Okay,
I will. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
That's the head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Jack Ingram. They come up on the short end tonight, 57-48. When we return, all the stats and a ton of scores. Stay with us.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. UNK men lead Lindenwood 75-65. With 3:50 to go in the MIAA tournament game. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the final stats of this D24 district basketball game. And we will start with the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Trevor Burr led the way with 12 points, 2 rebounds,
Preston Schnitzler, 11 points, 9 of those in the second half. He had 4 rebounds. Tyce Clark, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Austin Schnitzler played through injury tonight, 4 points and 4 rebounds. Lane Tibbs had all 7 of his points in the fourth quarter, and he had 5 rebounds. Corey Heyer had 4 rebounds. Wyatt Woodman had 4 points, 3 rebounds. And I had Carson Woodman with 2 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. But, Jeff, they were able to hold Carson in check tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Nice job by them. Credit the defense there doing their job and not trying to press too much in a district final. They did a great job of doing that. And credit them. I think it was more so that their defense was that good in this ballgame.
And continuing on with a look at the stats, 12 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half here for Kennesaw. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 6 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 15 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 2 in the second half. I had Kennesaw for 15 points at halftime. They were able to score 33 in the second half and finish with 48 points, 34 rebounds, 10 out of 13 at the free throw line, 4 of 21 from three-point land, 2 blocks, both by Woodman, and 5 turnovers. Kennesaw will end their year at 12-13. For Elwood, they were led by Skyler Werger. The junior poured in 27 points tonight. He also had 9 rebounds. Jacob Schmeckley, 7 points, 7 rebounds, and a block shot. Blake Summer, 7 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Billy Smith, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Zach Hackbart, 5 points, a game-high, 11 rebounds. And Sean Klaus, 1 point and 1 rebound. 19 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 9 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 11 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in each half. Elwood had 30 points at halftime, 27 in the second half, and the Pirates finished with 57 points, 40 rebounds, 12 out of 20 at the free throw line, 7 of 16 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 14 turnovers as Elwood improves to 14-10 with a 57-48 win over Kennesaw, and they'll head to the D2 state tournament for the first time since 1990, 1 week from Thursday. And again, it would appear that they'll be probably the 7 or the 8 seed in this tournament, depending on how it all breaks out. And as far as the bracket goes, that means they could play the last game of the night, or they could play an early game at 10:45, because D2 is all split up. Let's take a look at some scores from around the state of Nebraska tonight in our radio games. It was Fullerton defeating Shelton 52-36, and Overton beat Cambridge 70-48. And it is Clearwater Orchard scoring 5 points in the final 8 seconds to beat Sandhills Thedford 57-56. Jeff, what else do you have?
In D2 here, Spalding Academy with a victory over Why Not. So Why Not will be headed home. We'll miss out on the wild card because Exeter Milligan upset Fall City Sacred Heart, the top seed in the power points. And then High Plains upset the second seeded in the wild cards, Bancroft Rosalie. So the top 2 seeds will take the wild cards there. So it looks like Elwood could face either Sacred Heart, Bancroft Rosalie, or Spalding Academy. It kind of just depends on how all the power points shake up. If we look in D1, Howells Dodge fell tonight in overtime, 62-57. So there's one wild card that got stolen from Elm Creek. St. Pat's is tied right now at 39-39 in their district final with Hemmingford. And in Class B, Grand Island Northwest will head to state with a 33-31 victory over Aurora. And Pius is in. It looks like Elkhorn South is in. Beatrice as well. Scottsbluff Gearing late in that one. Scottsbluff was leading. So that's all the scores that I've gotten so far. Doug, Lincoln Southeast as well over Norfolk. So the wild card in A could be Norfolk or South Sioux City again. Depends on how everything goes tonight.
And UNK leading Lindenwood 77-69 with 2:20 to go in the basketball game. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you visit Misco Sports. That's it from Cope Gymnasium. The rest of the season, it's all state tournament basketball action. Again, Thursday here on Classic Hits. Minden and Lincoln Lutheran at 9, Kearney Catholic and Wahoo Newman at 3:45. On ESPN 1460, Kearney High and Omaha Benson at 3:45. And on the Breeze, we've got a doubleheader for you. Sydney, Grand Island Northwest at 9 a.m., Giltner Crawford at 7 in the evening, and St. Cecilia will play Dundee County Stratton on 12:30 a.m. KHAS Thursday at 2 o'clock. You can hear them all online and find out more information at PlatteRiverPreps.com. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns and Jeff Babel, we'll see you in Lincoln, man.
Yep, see you, man.
I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us, and congratulations to the Elwood Pirates, a 57-48 winner over Kennesaw. Good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.